Part 2. Directions. In this section, you will hear a question or statement followed by three responses. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Again, each response will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Look at the sample below. You will hear, "How are you today?" You will also hear,
A.
I'm fine, thank you.
B.
It's cold, isn't it?
C.
Well, it's a difficult issue.
The best response to the question, "How are you today?" is choice A.
I'm fine, thank you.
Therefore, you should choose answer A. Now let us begin part 2 with question number 11.
Number 11.
Is the copy machine working?
A. I have last month's report. B. I'm trying to finish calculating the figures. C. No, the repairman hasn't arrived yet.
Number 12. How long will the computer conference last?
A. All weekend. B. I went for a long swim. C. It's down the hall on your left.
Number 13.
May I borrow your pen?
A. I just read the accounting memo. B. Sure, but I need it back. C. I got a loan from the bank for my car.
Number 14. Why did the meeting last so long?
A. There's not going to be a newsletter issued again. B. There were a lot of items to discuss. C. We had an excellent time at the party.
Number 15.
What did you decide about the fax machine?
A. We're going to buy a new one. B. There was a power cut yesterday. C. I sent him a fax last weekend. Number 16. Where are last year's records kept?
A. On the middle shelf towards the wall. B. He recorded that album 4 years ago. C. In the refrigerator.
Number 17.
I'm leaving for the airport in half an hour.
A. He's on his way to work. B. Well, have a safe flight. C. Yes, before the traffic gets too heavy.
Number 18. Will the office be open tomorrow afternoon?
A. I'm open to new suggestions. B. He left early because he had a dental appointment. C. No, we're closing early for the holiday.
Number 19.
Is 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock on Friday better for you?
A. Yes, let's meet in my office. B. I hate Fridays. C. I have an opening at 11.
Number 20. When were you in New York?
A. I'm feeling better than yesterday. B. 2 years ago. C. I love art museums.
Number 21.
How many copies of this handout do you want made for the meeting?
A. The report was short. B. I'm meeting with the board of directors this afternoon. C. 25 should be enough. Number 22. I've proofread this book, so I'm going to mail it.
A. Wait, I need to take a look first. B. Sure, give me 10 minutes. C. The post office is on Cordova Road.
Number 23. I'd like an aisle seat, please, towards the front of the plane.
A. I'm sorry, sir. I only have window seats available. B. My back hurts when I sit in these chairs for too long. C. I agree. The food was excellent last night.
Number 24. I'd like you to type this letter this afternoon or by tomorrow morning.
A. Okay, I can get it done after lunch. B. I tried calling but got a busy signal. C. It's Tuesday tomorrow.
Number 25.
Why did you close the branch early?
A. There was a power outage, so I couldn't serve customers. B. I had to close the branch early. C. It's a long way from here.
Number 26. Who is coming to the mortgage and insurance presentation?
A. Ian and Brian will be joining you. B. I don't have any insurance. C. There's a schedule of activities on the hall board.
Number 27.
Where is the new accountant going to work?
A. He'll have an office on the fifth floor. B. I'm sure he'll work the same hours as us. C. It's not an option, I'm afraid. Number 28. When did you need the budget spreadsheets by?
A. As soon as possible. B. I haven't made them yet. C. It's 3 o'clock in London.
Number 29.
What is he going to talk about?
A. He might talk for over 2 hours. B. It says in the program. C. I've heard he gives very interesting talks.
Number 30. Should I hire Mr. Mathers or should I hire Mr. Williams?
A. I'd go for the candidate with the most experience. B. Williams is a common family name. C. I'm going for lunch.
Number 31.
I can't find the filing cabinet keys anywhere.
A. It's getting late. B. I hope they're not locked inside the cabinet. C. I'm filing the papers as fast as I can.
Number 32. How many customer comment forms were turned in last week?
A. Yes, there was a big increase in customers last week. B. I don't know. I haven't counted them yet. C. It's really not fair.
Number 33.
Where has Greenford decided to put the new fax machine?
A. Well, he doesn't often send faxes, does he? B. He's trying to replace the circuit boards in the old machines. C. He said he would put it between the copy machine and the filing cabinets. Number 34. When can I get the estimates for the pamphlets?
A. I don't think you can guess something like that. B. I've already sent them to your secretary. C. I'm sure they'll send them.
Number 35.
Why is there a big stack of boxes over by the window?
A. The basement is flooded and there was nowhere else to put them. B. It does look rather heavy. C. I'm off to the cafeteria. Can I get you anything?
Number 36. Who is our contact at Wishford?
A. I believe it's still Andy McCarthy. B. I haven't contacted them for about 6 months. C. I used to work at Wishford.
Number 37.
Didn't I ask you to finish writing the review of the new software by Friday?
A. Relax, I still have a whole day to get it done. B. I'm using a new computer. C. I have to install a new program for you.
Number 38. What is wrong with this computer?
A. It's one of the latest models. B. Have you tried using the new copy machine? C. It's probably got a virus.
Number 39.
I'm really pleased with the way these leaflets have turned out.
A. Thank you. I designed the lettering using my PC. B. Yeah, a lot have turned out today. C. I think I'm catching a cold. Number 40. How do I replace the toner in the copy machine?
A. That's wonderful news. I knew you would. B. Turn the green lever, then pull out the empty tube. C. I don't think they will be making a delivery today.